Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Nada, creo que los números lo dicen. Jugamos mejor en la carretera y eso fue lo que salimos a hacer hoy. No tenemos de otra que salir a ganar.
He said that the numbers don't lie. He know that they play better on the road and they got to take advantage of.
Because I'm talking about the road.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Because I'm talking about the road. Because I'm talking about the road. Because I'm talking about the road.
Talking about the road. Our Astros once again
play better on the road, and they got to take advantage of.
That was Yordan in the postgame with Big Papi and Alex Rodriguez. I saw a little bit as I was leaving. We were watching at the Marist yesterday, and we were leaving, and Yordan goes up to the desk, and you know they've got to translate for him because Yordan isn't going to attempt English. I don't know how much English he speaks, but a lot of players are uncomfortable speaking because it's not their first language. But apparently, Alex Rodriguez and Big Papi they were both trying to translate.
Well, Yordan, he walked up and Big Papi called him Baby Papi, so apparently they have a bond. And you know, Big Papi was translating depending on who was asking questions until we got to A-Rod. A-Rod asked a question, and Papi was about to jump in. A-Rod's like, I got it. I speak Spanish too. Okay. Don't worry about it.
No, I can do this.
I mean, he didn't say that loud, but that was the impression. Like, I got it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll translate.
As I was leaving, he like put his hand up. Yeah. No, okay. Yordan is just, I mean, after that game won and he was sick, didn't know he was sick. We didn't know he was sick. But the balls that how hard he hits every time. There is, it's not even arguable right now.
It was when he's locked in, the extra velo's always way over 100.
That,
you know,
double down the line at the
14 miles an hour.
Holy crap.
Well, one double.
It was a single, that's right. But he hit it so hard, and Garcia's got such a gun.
I made the same mistake. I said, okay, he would have had a homer. He had a single. He had a double. Oh, no. It ended up two singles. Hit him in the foot. And what was the other? Jessica.
Did he? I don't know what kind of out he made. I don't know. So he is, okay.
Jessica Mendoza trying to throw me off my game this morning.
She is throwing you off your game this morning. She got a little black dress on. But here's the deal. Is there any hitter you would rather have at the plate?
No.
In baseball? No.
No.
Bryce Harper?
No. I mean,
Aaron Judge?
I don't watch.
Shohei?
No, I mean, the big answers are Judge, Otani, and
Harper.
And Yordan. Well, I mean, to me, it's not even, I don't even go Harper, I go Yordan. Harper probably
Acuna?
Deserves to be in there. Oh, well, yeah, I probably should say Acuna.
Acuna.
Yeah, I probably should say Acuna now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but
I'm just going American.
But right, you know what I'm going to tell you? I'll take. Is up too. And down. We pointed it out. We looked at his series before, but he is in a place that you just, I just can't even imagine throwing to him. We're going to have Roger Clemens joining us at 8 o'clock. And I just don't, the Rangers, how they've gone about it. Yeah. We're going to throw you fastballs. Are you gotta be kidding? I mean,
well, you know, it's I thought Smoltz, you didn't hear Smoltz last time.
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Okay. No. I thought Smoltz made an interesting point. If you can if you can get away with fastballs on him, and he's actually a better hitter against breaking pitches.
Yeah.
Changeups is where he's best. Sliders,
a
second.
Little sinker, yeah.
Yeah, and so he's at his best against changeups. So, I mean, this is coming from when – this is coming from the numbers that are used by Blummer and those guys. He murders changeups, just murders them. And then he's good against sliders too. We saw him take, you know, Aroldis Chapman just blasted that one and pulled it for a home run there on the outer from the outer portion. The fastballs, you know, you can have some. I think you can have some success if you locate them, but it just feels like such a losing proposition. But I thought Smoltz made an interesting point. If you can beat him on fastballs and get him at least thinking fastball, you might have a better chance with your breaking pitch. And I think that's the whole key, is teams are trying to speed up his eyes so the breaking pitch maybe has better effectiveness, because he may just be sitting on breaking. They may think he's just sitting on breaking pitches. The thing is, he's such a good real hitter. Like, this is just unusual for a power hitter to be this good around the plate.
Yeah.
I mean, he's this good. He can go the other way. He can hit all kinds of pitches. He has some plate discipline. When he doesn't have plate discipline, he will swing at some low pitches from time to time.
Yeah.
But when he's locked in, there's pretty much nothing you can do.
Do we give him enough love?
Who is we?
I mean, the media. Is he,
we do.
First of all, because he doesn't speak, you know, a superstar that doesn't speak the language.
Well, I think there's always a barrier there.
Yeah, there's a little bit. I don't know that he gets nearly enough love. Shohei, this was the year of Shohei and how much love everybody has for him, and everybody wants to give him a $500 million contract, and he's amazing. He's Babe Ruth and all of that stuff. Yordan is kind of pushed, as far as the superstars in baseball go, he's not even close to the kind of attention that Judge gets. Of course, he's in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is that. And Acuna just got so much love this year, but he deservedly so. He had a great season. But Yordan doesn't get near, even here. I mean, we talk Altuve so much. We talk, you know, Tucker. We talk Bregman. We don't talk nearly enough about how much, about what Yordan is and what he does. No, I don't. I don't.
Like,
I really don't.
I feel like we do. I don't feel like we talk more Tucker than Yordan. Yordan misses more time. If you're saying that for Yordan to get his proper attention, he's got to go to New York or Los Angeles as a free agent, you're probably right.
Yeah,
his probably. Agent may try to.
Even though the Astros are the team, they're there every year. How Shohei Ohtani, who never gets to the postseason, and what Yordan does in the postseason, it's amazing that he doesn't get that kind of love nationally.
Yeah, well, Shohei pitches, but yeah, Yordan. I think with baseball, I do think there is a level of love for Yordan Alvarez. With baseball, people, the way they speak of him on broadcasts and stuff like that. I do think that if he was English speaking, it would help, because they would have him speaking more. There would not be the, you know, producers would not say, oh, we're going to have to get how long would the interview take? Like we won't be able to get as many questions in because we have to go through an interpreter. Those questions that get asked behind the scenes before they even make decisions about interviews. But, yeah, I mean, there's just no way around it. If he were English speaking, he would probably have more opportunities from an interview standpoint. That's the thing is, you know, it'd be cool to hear a long form interview with him. Like, well, tell us about when you were a kid. You know, growing up, I remember Carlos Correa had one where they had that long form interview with him where he talked about his dad and him working shortstop position when he was a kid in Puerto Rico and all that, and it was awesome.
And Altuve, when, you know, he had one ball and then he'd hit it out.
We know
and then
stories.
He'd have to wait outside the stadium for another ball.
I know.
Remember that? Yeah, we know that. And we don't know.
Yordan story? He was in Cuba. Yeah. There's got to be a story.
There's got to be a story.
There's a really cool story with Yordan, and we don't know.
It was just last year that his parents saw his first ever game.
Yeah. There's all kinds of – and those guys are English-speaking. He's not, so, you know, that long-form interview is more likely to take place on a Spanish-speaking – on a Spanish-speaking broadcast of some sort, and so, or interview session. So I think that does hurt him a little bit, but it doesn't change who he is. I don't know. I want to make sure I maintain my respect for the history and consistency of Jose Altuve. I was going to say he's the most devastating hitter. He is the most complete hitter I've ever seen for the Astros. Cedeño. I'm going through Cedeño. I'm going through Bagwell, Biggio, Jose Cruz, Altuve, Tucker, Bogar, just the big name guys. Of all of them, I would say, what are you two losers doing? I just put Bogar in there. You just didn't even hear me say Bogar.
No.
I just said Bogar.
Yeah. No. Well, of course you said Bogar. No, go ahead. No, continue.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying he's the most complete hitter I've ever seen with the Astros. He's the most complete hitter that's ever lived when you talk about.
Altuve. Altuve's got 25 bombs now in the postseason?
Home run. Well, I'm just saying, he's played longer.
Yeah.
But in terms of plate discipline, ability to hit it both ways. Ability to hit a multitude of pitches. And maybe I'm going recency bias a little bit, which is crazy since Altuve had another home run. Because Altuve doesn't have always the greatest plate discipline. He just can hit bad balls sometimes.
Yeah. Do
you think pitchers have a harder time figuring out how they're going to pitch Altuve or how they're going to pitch Yordan?
Well, they've made so many mistakes against Altuve.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is.
I don't know what the answer is. He's, of course, he's more imposing. Alvarez is much more imposing. But when you get done after Altuve, you're like, that little... He did it again.
It would be a great pick your poison where you have Altuve and Yordan, 6'5 and 5'6, standing next to each other. And it's literally pick your poison. It's the most drastic polar opposites in probably baseball history on the same team where you can't, like, either guy can ruin your entire playoffs.
Yep.
A 5'6 guy. If anything, I don't know that Jose Altuve gets enough attention nationally. I think people, you know, we already know nationally there's going to be some kind of crazy bias since he somehow became the face of cheating. However, the bottom line is Jose Altuve... I mean, there should be no doubt he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, especially on merit and really on anything. But Jose Altuve has to be talked about as one of the greatest second basemen of all time. He's in the conversation now because he's going to keep playing. His hit total is going to get really high. He hits home runs. He can hit leadoff home runs. He wasn't even a leadoff hitter for half of his career because of George Springer. He's not a Hall of Fame base runner per se, not exactly the best base
per se.
You don't have to add per se.
No. Not just per say. Se.
Just
he,
say
he may be a Hall of Shame base
per
runner.
Per se,
may be a Hall of Shame base runner.
Per se,
But Jose Altuve is that little guy. We should have a Jose Altuve day
in the middle of the playoffs.
We should have. We're going to have a Christian Javier.
Have you ever heard of giving people their flowers while they're still alive?
Well he's not going to die in this postseason,
is
he?
Well, his career could die at some point if he retired.
Well, if the Astros, and we expect them to win another World Series, right? Yeah. We can do it after they win.
Okay. You can take this to the break. Do we make today national or locally, is it Jose Altuve Appreciation Day, Yordan Alvarez Appreciation Day, Christian Javier Appreciation Day or Michael Brantley Appreciation Day?
Or Mauricio Dubon.
Or Martin Maldonado Appreciation Day.
Or Kyle Tucker walking to the park. Walking, to finally getting on base. Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
One of those.
What about the real all-star, the translator for the Astros? Because he has a... He had a busy night last
night. Busy. We will.
The translator is.
He speaks reptilian, and we'll hear.
Yordan speaks faster than anybody I've ever
heard. Yeah, he does. But he did say wow after the catch, after Tavares' catch. Did you see that in the dugout?
I didn't see Yordan.
Yordan goes to the dugout, and he just goes.
You could just see the way he is timing it up, like, he's going to get this.
Yeah.
You could see how he was timing it up before he got to the wall, which meant it was not going to.
Yeah.
At first, I thought Dubon was going to do that on one of Young's home runs, and then he quit right at the last second. He's like, that's too high.
All right, why don't you talk Daspit, and on the other side, we'll hear from the Reptile next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
If you've ever had an injury and had to go to the hospital for any reason, you know that hospital bills are kind of ridiculous. And let's say you don't have insurance. Oh, it's a killer. I mean, it's an absolute killer. Let's say you do have insurance and you haven't paid your deductible. It's a killer. And in some cases, even when you paid your deductible, it's still not great, especially if you've been in a bad accident. What if the accident wasn't your fault and you have hospital bills piling up, you have time missed from work? What are you going to do? And I hate to tell you this, but you're probably going to have to go through physical therapy as well. If the injury is that bad to one of the, you know, one of your extremities, you are going to have to worry about the pain and the suffering that you may have for a long period of time. In some cases, you know, God forbid, if you have loss of life, you can't even measure that. Well, John Daspit is here to help you. The Daspit Law Firm, personal injury lawyers who fight for you. They fight for, you know, people who have been injured through no fault of their own because of neglect at the workplace, on the roadway, in the water, wherever it may happen. They are going to fight for you. They are the biggest here in the city of Houston, and they have the most lawyers, and they want to make sure that they give you the type of attention that you deserve. And they want to fight for you so that you don't, you know, have the bullies on the other side taking advantage of you. So let's make sure that you go with John Daspit, or you at least meet with them for a free consultation. It's 713-CALL-NOW, 713-CALL-NOW, or DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hit me. John and Lance. Dell Overlay. Show's going to get this three-game sweep. Mm-hmm. What's the dew point in Arlington? Listen to me now. I think the Astros are down. About to wreck shop in Arlington.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, so Christy Mathewson, you remember Christy Mathewson? Christy Mathewson, one of the great pitchers of all time. So his numbers are stupid. They're stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 1905 to 1911.
Yeah, Christy Mathewson.
Yeah. He was one of his numbers are just stupid. But he went from 1905 to 1911, 28 innings. And it's starts in the postseason where he didn't give up a run. Kristen Javier is second. He snapped a scoreless streak of 20 and a third playoff innings where he did not give up a run.
Did not give up a run. He had given up a grand total of three hits. Before he gave the hit in the fifth.
Well, three before the runs, because the hit came right before the home run. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was so bummed out about that home run.
I know.
Because I wanted him to go one hit, two hits, and then no runs.
Until Lowe got up there, it was 2 for 64. Mm-hmm. 2 for 64.
Did you hear what they said about his number against his fastball?
Did
you hear the stats? That's insane. I had no idea. Well, that's why him being able to throw and locate his fastball is so important to him. And, you know, yesterday was the first time that I truly felt we didn't see. There was a couple that sailed high, which I think is probably an arm slot thing based on my training as a pitching, I'm not going to say a guru, but somebody who kind of studies.
No, you can say the guru.
Not a guru, but I study pitching.
Right.
And I have studied pitching. I've watched pitchers. I've looked at stats.
Who are your
proteges,
since you seem to have studied? I'm sure you've taught guys.
I know. I don't. I keep it to myself.
Yeah. You keep it to yourself. With that kind of knowledge, you're keeping it to yourself.
That seems
Chris
selfish.
Solis knows.
But he doesn't pitch in the major leagues. Shouldn't you be using your talents to enhance Astro pitchers? You've been talking about
I'm not doing stuff for free.
Wait, I'm sure if they saw your background, they'd say, okay, we'll pay this guy. You've been taking shots at the Astros pitching coaches all year long, and you haven't tried to help?
I'm glad you recognize that. Yeah, it's because I recognize some things, and I'm surprised they don't see it.
And you haven't passed it along.
Well, his fastball's not moving as much. Is anyone even saying anything about this?
Did you hear what the Rangers did?
I picked that up.
Did you hear what the Rangers did?
Yeah, they used the foam balls.
Foam balls.
Because they don't move as much. They don't sink.
They don't sink, and his fastball doesn't sink. Well, but apparently what they did was not good.
Well,
somebody was hitting him a lot this year. It wasn't those guys last night.
I think he's really cranked up the fastball usage, and now he's throwing it for strikes. Which is the scary thing is when he's locating and able to throw it for strikes, it looks like that's going to be a problem because he was still able to throw the breaking pitch. But I think teams started sitting on that and they started yanking out of the ballpark at an alarming rate this year. This is just hard to recall. Christian Javier in the playoffs versus Christian Javier regular season. Now, granted, we've only seen two playoff starts for him, but they've been magnificent. And this truly gives you I haven't really, I always felt like there was always a chance the Astros could come back from this, but you needed Christian Javier to pitch well.
I'm not sure that I would rather, if this goes seven games, Christian Javier is going to be the Game 7 starter. I'm not sure I would rather have anyone else.
Mm-mm. And that's why I've always been a believer. As long as you have Christian Javier. As long as you have Christian Javier.
Oh, my God.
It's a chip in a chair.
He gave up.
As I always say, a chip in a chair.
He was in the foxhole. He not only not here when, come the no. Americans over the hill
no.
to get not, in, into Germany.
Not Wednesday.
He gets up and he's not running. Wednesday. He got changed, shot in the ass.
I changed my opinion yesterday.
Shot in the ass. Man was impotent.
I changed my opinion yesterday. Remember?
Shot in the ass would be the best of the outcomes, no. considering changed, what we heard.
I changed my opinion yesterday.
You, oh, with yeah, my with hat your that hat I was wearing. On,
yep.
On, and wait, I played. Did disc, you play?
Well, I played disc golf. I went and played Agnes Moffitt because I realized, hey, I hadn't played the first
Agnes
two
Agnes
losses.
Don't say Moffitt. Agnes what Moffitt like mean? We're supposed to know what that is.
Yeah, what does that mean?
You don't know where Agnes Moffitt is?
No.
Out of the Beltway?
Is that a course?
By yes. Hammerly? Oh, yeah.
Okay, apparently. Okay,
so Beltway and Hammerly, Agnes Moffitt. Okay, we're you getting don't off know the, Agnes Moffitt.
We're getting off of this subject.
21-hole course?
You can say whatever you want. I'm not going to know.
I got DM'd yesterday. That somebody, here it is. It's so embarrassing. Your sport is so embarrassing. Here's what
breaking
somebody
chains.
Said. Here's what they said. I just started in late July, and I'm a total addict now. Finally just broke par for the first time.
Yeah.
Hell of a sport.
It
he
is.
Was at Stevenson Park. Have you played Stevenson Park?
No.
Your sport is so embarrassing. The guy started in July and he's already breaking par.
That's what makes it fun.
No, that's just yeah. embarrassing.
No,
how
that guy's
easy
actually really good.
No, it's embarrassing.
No, I can't break par right now.
Oh, that's...
that guy's really talented. I looked at his scorecard. He sent me a scorecard, and I'm like, wow, look at this. Now that course also a par four, 415 feet. I'm glad we're into this.
Oh,
right
my
God. Now.
That guy's really talented.
That guy's okay. talented. Right. I'd never seen him. Paul Pelk.
You're
I saw him and I'm like,
his wrist flexion?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you. His score, I'm like, this is a pretty good score for you starting in June.
You leaned
July.
Into it, John. This is your fault, partly.
No, he said he just started and he's addicted. You'd be addicted too if you started. No.
Oh, yeah, I'd be. Okay. So are you playing today?
No, you have to walk.
Are you playing today?
I have to play.
No, I know you have to play.
I have to play. There's no choice.
If you don't do it for your team.
I am legitimately superstitious.
Yeah.
You say you're not, but then you actually are, because we see enough things with you that we believe that you are superstitious.
I'm going back to Damaris tonight, I can tell you that.
You are superstitious. You've spent 20-some-odd years saying I'm not superstitious, right. But you are. You're at least stitious. I am superstitious. Is there anyone out there, you know our number, 713-780-3776, who currently has an Astro superstition?
What? What I'm did you have to do?
Like, do you have a superstition that's currently at play? Because I'll have some that just pop up. This one dates back to last year, so I have to do it. Do you currently have a superstition for the Astros? Whether it's, and I'm assuming it's more playoff, like more playoff Astros. Do you have some kind of superstition you're dealing with the Astros? Give us a shout. Yes. I mean, you could say Texans, too, but I don't know. Just the people, are they into Texans enough right now that they have a superstition for the Texans? Don't you have to wait? Like, maybe they'll develop this year.
How
but,
did John Granada not know what Agnes Moffitt is?
I know. This is a joke.
Is she the Notre Dame basketball coach? Mickey McMuffin or whatever her name was?
I don't think it was Moffitt? McMuffin. I think it was maybe Moffitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey Moffitt or
no,
I don't think it
Muffin
was...
McNuggets yeah, or whatever her name is.
You're actually close at this. Yeah. I feel like you're getting close.
Muffy, whatever.
Muffy Moffitt.
Is that where you play? Is they named it after the Notre Dame basketball coach?
I don't know actually. I don't know.
Muffin McGraw.
Who
Agnes
is that?
Muffin. Agnes Moffitt.
Not Agnes McNugget.
So, okay, let's hear from Christian Javier. Why is he...
Agnes McNugget.
That's what he said.
Muffy McNugget is what he also said.
So, here's Christian Javier. Well, it's actually his interpreter. So, why he's different now in these last few weeks, why he's so much better.
Last question. Your last start in the regular season was brilliant against Arizona. Same in the division series against Minnesota. Great tonight as well. Christian, what has been the difference these last few weeks?
You know, just been working these last couple weeks. And when it comes to the game, just trying to stay focused, trying to attack the strike zone. I try to think about the results, to try to stay positive and just attack the strike zone.
Thank you to Christian. Thank you to his interpreter, Jim Loy Herrera. Guys, back to you.
It was... Christian. It is the difference. I mean, the number of pitches. He was in the fourth inning in the 40s. That's not what we saw all year.
He was getting outs. Well, he pitched to some contact. I don't think intentionally.
But no, he didn't have his strikeout numbers.
No, guys put bat on ball, but they flew out.
Yes,
and he got some quick outs.
Yes,
he got. Look how much easier it was when he's throwing strikes.
Yeah,
he gets quicker outs, and maybe their approach changes where they're more aggressive, and so they're more likely to hit a pitcher. They're more likely to swing at a pitcher's pitch when you're not throwing strikes. No one is going to be everyone's going to really dial in on the strike zone. And if you're off of where they're looking for, think about this, John. If you know a pitcher's off, what can you do? And this is kind of me as
a pitching coach. Okay,
also hitting instructor.
Right, right.
If you think about this, think about the fact that if you're not throwing strikes around the zone, you can really lock in. If you get a 2-0 count, you shrink what you're looking for. And if it's there and he happens to hit that spot, you're going to blast it.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't hit the spot, you're taken. And it may be a strike, but more times than not this year, he was throwing balls. Now if he's throwing strikes, now all of a sudden they have to expand their strike zone a little bit. They'll swing at more pitches that they don't want to. This is not real where a guy flips a switch and he goes to Superman.
No, you don't.
This isn't real. This doesn't actually happen.
He's the anti-Kershaw. Right now, he's the anti-Kershaw, which is a great thing. Here's Dusty talking about him keeping the walks down, and that's why he was so much better.
His fastball had life, good breaking ball, good changeup, good location. I think he only walked one guy or two guys. I mean, that's the secret. You know, if you can stop from walking guys, because you know they're going to hit the ball at the ballpark at some point in time. So, you know, he was good. He was very good.
He was great, and he's been great. And if it gets to, I think Astros win it in six. I think they sweep them now. Have to actually get one, win game six at home, which is going to be difficult. But this team, I'm telling you, the Astros are in their heads at that park. The Astros are in their heads at Globe Life. The Astros feel like this is home for whatever reason. It's the most amazing thing. No team has ever had a losing record and gone to the World Series. They're not in the World Series. Obviously, they got a lot more work to do. But the way that they play on the road, it's amazing. This is amazing. All right, we get your calls in. Joe, Melvin, on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Just a quick break, and we will get you guys in here. Right now, I'm talking about Doc Linville. I'm seeing on Twitch right now that the hair is looking good, and it's all because of Doc Linville. He's just awesome. It is just awesome to get your hair done by Doc Linville. And if listen, you don't have to get the Neo grafting. You can get the PRP. It's so much cheaper. All it is taking your blood, mixing it up, shooting it back in, and it stimulates the growth. It's like putting in, you know, Miracle Grow into your head, and it stimulates the growth. Or now you have to resod. Okay, or you want to resod, that's neo-grafting, or do you want to put Miracle Grow? That's the difference. And here's the deal. The resodding, it's cheaper than it's ever been. It's a better price than you're ever going to see, and it's not going to last long.
They call it resodding?
Well, you're resodding.
Are they overseeding?
Well, when he neo-grafts you, yeah, he overseeds. Some's going to stick, some's not.
But you don't have to aerate.
You don't have to aerate your head. No, you don't have to aerate your head. But I'll tell you this. When you do this, when you get the neo-grafting, it works. It's awesome. He's getting unbelievable results, and you are the beneficiary at a lot cheaper price. They take $1,000 off of this thing. So you're looking for the best way to get hair, 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. If you really want to keep listening to John and Lance this morning, I guess I'll allow it. Oh, wait. The true gatekeeper of the Veritex Community Bank Studios is here. That's Dell. Dell, what say you?
I was restless last night, I can tell you that. 733 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We got a full board, and we're going to get... Let's go to them. But we've got one note before we go to it. Big ups to the Astros. Not only did they have to play the Rangers, but they had to play James Hoy, the umpire. He missed 8 strikes all again. Every call went against the Astros. Every single one. He graded out terribly. His strike zone was awful. Awful last night. And
your opinion.
No. No, in the
actually umpire auditing.
Yeah, umpire audited it. him.
He missed pretty badly. And when Uncle Mike and Bregman have to shake their head at you, you know you've missed. You should immediately, when Bregman turns and says something or shakes his head, you should say, "My bad. I'll do better."
I'll do better.
Yeah.
I'll try and be better. Right. In game three, umpire James Hoy, ranked 54th of 92, called strikes on 8 pitches outside the zone, and they all went against the Astros. Nice job, James Hoy. Who was the NBA ref that got kicked out? We couldn't.
Jake O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm. He's our Jake O'Donnell now. Although we were able to overcome him.
Did you mean somebody like Tim Donaghy, who was cheating against teams?
I'll tell you this: the players won yesterday. The whole world was on the Astros last night. The whole world was on the Astros.
Oh, from a gambling standpoint.
Oh yeah.
The books
took a beating last night.
And they were getting like plus 103. Our guy five star. Did you see what he bet on the Astros?
Mm-mm.
$10,000.
Did he really?
He posted his ticket $10,000. He got plus 103. Money line plus 103. Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously plus 103 with Javier, and he bet $10,000.
Wow.
On the Astros.
Good for him. Good on him. Let's get going. Joe was here first. Joe, what's up?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, not necessarily a superstition, but kind of. Is it Major League Baseball's decision on whether or not the roof is open? Because the other night was a perfect night for it to be open. And I know it's louder when it's closed. Hey, why don't we ask Altuve? He has a little oblique. He has smaller ears. Do they want all that loud noise? Do they want an open stadium and make it feel like they're on the road?
Smaller ears? They can't make decisions based on ear size. Look, John's got super sense. John, you should want it open because your ears will hurt with the... With the roof closed, your little baby ears will hurt.
Let's not forget that was an earlier game. That was an afternoon game the other day on Monday. They had it open on Sunday night. They had it closed on Monday.
The Astros want
you're going to bake in on that right field line. You can't have it open at 6 o'clock at night.
Bacon, 70 degree weather.
Yeah, bacon. You can't. You can't have it open.
Come on.
So, it is a major league decision.
It doesn't matter. The Astros don't want it open ever.
No. But
except in a regular season.
The only time
maybe.
It's open is when Major League Baseball says
they
open.
Would in a regular season, but that's like the first month of the year where you have a chance at that. So the Astros fans would like to have it open on a night like especially if you're not sitting on that side, you don't give a crap. And even if you are, it's just sun. Like it's not going to be too hot. The dew point was low. No. You are not going to have bad humidity.
No, we're not doing dew point anymore. That's all. We're not doing that. We're talking to Melvin right now. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
How's it going, Melvin?
Oh, my superstition is when Astros win, Jackson and I give out free Jumbo Jacks with a large drink. If I eat it, they tend to lose, but if I give it away, they tend to win.
I've been giving
them away.
Give it away.
I have to give it one away today.
Give yours away. Yeah.
Just you only give one away? Give away. Like, do you eat any of them, or if you eat all of them, have you figured that out?
Well, like when they went 6-1 to win the division.
Yeah.
That on that one they lost, I ate that one.
Oh.
So how many do you have to give away?
Well, just the one he gets.
No, it's like you get one.
You get one.
If the Astros win, you get one.
I didn't realize that was a thing. If the Astros win, Jack in the Box gives you a free Jumbo Jack?
With a purchase of a large drink, you get a free Jumbo Jack.
Really?
So if you give it away,
they win.
They win.
If he eats it, they lose.
That's
what he said. So you're going today?
Yeah, I'm going today. When I go to work, I just got out of work. I'm going back to work.
Oh man, you
got on today.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do on that one.
Boy, what a great job! He gets off at 7:30 in the morning.
But when did he start, John?
Yeah,
I wish we got off at 7:30.
You know what that means, though. You know when he works. When do you start?
Well, I mean, if he starts at 7 and gets off at 7:30.
He doesn't have a 30-minute job.
Guess what else? He can't drink overnight like you do. He's working like
you can drink if you start at 7?
No, you think that... No, you...
Not 7 a.m.
He's not able
you
to...
Get up, yeah, you start at 7, get off at 7:30. Perfect job.
He doesn't have a 30-minute job.
John is you're drunk the whole time and then you're just
John is saying. I think John is saying if you start at 7 a.m.
Yeah, if you start at 7 a.m. and you get off at 7:30 a.m., it's the best job ever.
No one has
that
job.
That's not Melvin's job.
You don't know.
I'm quite certain that is not his work hours. Melvin, what's your work hours?
Usually they like 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Oh, that sucks. Never mind.
Your job blows.
Never mind.
He doesn't host an early morning talk show.
Wait.
When do you sleep? Do you miss Astros? When do you sleep?
Oh, he watches the game while he's working.
Oh, yeah, I guess you must go right to sleep, huh?
I'm about 5 minutes away from home right now, and I'm going straight to bed.
Yeah, that's good.
Man, that would be so hard to get used to changing my schedule.
Yeah, me too.
Like that.
Yeah.
Melvin would love
living. No, here's what I would do.
Melvin would love living in Europe.
I would quit.
His body, he's already got a European body.
John thought Melvin hosted an early morning talk show.
For a half hour, and then you have to go home.
That's the greatest job ever. A great thing to do.
7 to 7:30, I'm in. That's my job.
Well, we're missing
Could you imagine if we were off already? We could be on the golf course.
Well, yeah, that would be great. But Melvin's missing the most important thing is that he's got to give away that jumbo jack.
Yeah, he's got to give it away.
No, he'll do it.
Melvin's not missing it. We are.
No.
I didn't even know this happened.
I didn't either.
Man, but I think they're keeping it a secret. Only Melvin knows.
Wait a minute. When's the last time you went to Jack in the Box?
Oh, I get two tacos.
Oh, you do? You still do?
I love two tacos.
I didn't know you were in high school.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a stoner. Okay. No, after a nice night of drinking.
Those are the least tacos I've ever seen.
Deep fried and everything.
Okay, so yeah, what do you shave it off the Trumpo or... Do you have can you tell me the meat? Or do you have al pastor? What we do is we freeze them. We put lettuce and tomatoes in the frozen and salsa in the frozen tacos, and then we deep fry them with American cheese. This is a taco?
Yes.
But I lived on those in high school.
99 cents
for
two?
Is this still two for a dollar? They're still doing that?
Yeah, they've been doing it. Yeah, they stay never consistent. So it started this year, the Jumbo Jacks. Announced a new offer from Jack in the Box. Yeah, so it's this year, just started. The team said that this season, every time the Astros score three runs or more at home, the Jack in the Box customers can get a free Jumbo Jack with the purchase of a large drink. So it's not even about wins. Maybe it changed the wins, but right now, it started this year, score three runs or more at home, and you get a Jumbo Jack.
At home.
I don't know. Melvin knows what he's doing.
He can't give away Jumbo Jack.
Well, maybe they changed it later on, but the initial offer was three runs or more at home.
I got
a Jumbo Jack.
Brandon, let's get him in here before we break. We told him we'd get everybody in. What do you say, Brandon?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, funniest thing from the game, and I don't know if y'all saw this, were y'all watching the game. How about the umpire calling Maldi out on national television for not being able to catch the
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
It was kind of a Maldi move. That would have been a pass ball.
Yeah, well, if there was anybody on.
Yeah. It would have been a pass ball.
But you know what? Maybe because he his crappy strike zone, maybe he caught one.
I didn't think about that.
It hit his
glove, then his helmet or his mask, and then it ricocheted off it hit three things. Glove, helmet, boom, 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 and then ricocheted off. And he said, "What did he say?" He goes, "Come on," or what did he say?
He said, "Come on, man."
Yeah, come on, man.
Well, I mean, listen, you're a professional catcher. You should be able to catch that ball. That's really, really bad.
And
I can't blame him. Hey, come on, man. What are you doing?
Unless he was a little tired of the strike zone.
Well, maybe he's – if Maldi – I saw Maldi turn around. He might have gone, well, maybe if you had a better strike zone, I'd catch it.
If there is one guy who'd be slick enough to do something like that, it'd be Maldonado.
No, it'd be a high school catcher.
Well, no, I've seen – yeah, but they couldn't get away. They moved out of the way.
They move out of the way.
And the guy got hit. Maldi – did you see Maldi get thrown out of the game? No. Maldi might be slick enough to do something like that. And Maldi's kind of old school.
Yeah, he absolutely is. All right, 742 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You guys want in? You're more than welcome. 713-780-3776 is the number. HRP is what we're talking about right now. I love those people. You're going to love those people too. You don't – your business is not payroll. Your business is not HR. That's not your business. You don't know how to do it as well. You don't know how to do your taxes as well. You don't know how to do your benefits as well. HRP knows the benefits game. They will give you options in the benefits game. They will get you the best insurance for your people that they can possibly find. They're going to suggest which benefits packages that you take. but they're not making any money off of that. That's not what they do. They do payroll and they do HR. These other admin companies, they're in all of this. Their claws are in all of it, and they're making money off of all of this stuff. And you know what? You don't even realize that how much money that they're making off of you. You need to go with a company that's just going to do your HR, they're going to do your payroll, they're going to make sure that your taxes are perfect, they're experts in the Affordable Care Act. They do all of these things, and they do it at a better price. And listen, if you're not completely satisfied with your admin company right now, go to HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. Tell them you heard it right here.
ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, so I tell you what, in exactly 3 minutes, right now, in exactly 3 minutes, we're going to pick a contestant for Beat the Limo Guy. Exactly 3 minutes from now, you call in, and the fourth caller is going to play Beat the Limo Guy tomorrow, 9 o'clock. We're going to be at East River 9 tomorrow morning. We'll be at East River 9 tomorrow afternoon as well, watching the game, giving away free Coors Lights. But you will play Beat the Limo Guy tomorrow. You know how to play Beat the Limo Guy? If you don't, then I don't know why you're listening.
Well, there are other reasons. But since people get this on a 7-second delay, and the people who listen to us on the stream get it even later than that, he is saying 7:50.
7:50.
And what caller?
Caller number four.
Caller four at 7:50. Gets a chance to beat Justin. Justin's on a bit of a hot streak. And by hot streak, I mean he hasn't had to give away anything in 2 weeks. So let's.
Yeah, but one of them was a one-win, and the other one was a two-win.
No, he went a 4-1 a couple weeks ago, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
No, he won 3 games.
Three? Okay. Either way, he's a hot streak means he hasn't been able. He hasn't had to give anything away in the last couple weeks. You guys have a chance to change that. Caller four at 7:50, yeah. And remember. I would always go double bangers because Justin's not great at that, and it's fun for us to do it. But be ready at 9 o'clock tomorrow. If you can do that, call in at 7:50.
There were no double bangers last week, which made it not nearly as fun. And secondly, you lost.
Yes.
Not having double bangers.
And that guy was in Beaumont, so that helped Justin out quite a bit.
If you did all double bangers last week, you would have won because Justin was 2-3.
Yes.
Can we address the phrase apologize for Astros? You did it with me, like, you want to apologize to Jeff Bagwell? And then yesterday you were asked on Twitter Spaces. If you're not on Michael Connor's Twitter Spaces after Astros game, you're missing out. You need to go on there next and host some of the Twitter
Spaces. Why would I do that?
I just think that you would like it a lot.
Is he having withdrawals because his former job, he was hosting post-game? That's
maybe.
Why he's doing that?
Maybe. He kind of hosts this, and John comes on. And does John stuff. Well, and then Paul.
What is that?
I do Lance stuff. Paul does Paul stuff. Josh Beard is on there.
Oh, my God. Paul, you know what's embarrassing is Michael Connor. Michael Connor's embarrassing.
Michael Connor's not embarrassing.
How so?
Tell him why.
He's going to prom on Friday.
No, he's not.
Is he chaperoning?
It's homecoming.
Oh, whatever.
He's chaperoning his 15-year-old nephew. To homecoming.
Okay, during Astros playoff,
well, that's
ALCS.
Not, yeah, that's not acceptable.
Okay, buy somebody to take your nephew.
And
buy
I told
somebody.
You to get,
buy a person.
If
I don't
you care so much,
do something.
Get
Justin
to
get a limo. Person. You
get Justin to get a limo to drive him. If you care so much, you know Justin. You sit in a DC with him. Get him to provide somebody.
Justin is not providing
Why?
A limo for Michael Connor's nephew. Okay.
Why?
Because that's not his responsibility. It's Michael Connor's responsibility. And oh, by the way, it's your nephew. Hey, who is it? Your sister's kid? Or
no, your wife's kid.
Okay, the wife?
Well, your wife's
That's
nephew.
Your family. That's your blood. Get over there. You take him while I'm watching the game.
She doesn't play that.
Okay. Get a hold of your family.
You don't
get a hold of your household.
You don't tell Wendy that.
Oh, I do too. Yeah. If it's her family, yeah. Oh, no.
She's not.
We ain't playing that during the Astros.
Tough guy Granato's awake.
No one believes what he's
saying. No one believes what you're saying.
Okay. She's out of town. I can say whatever I want.
Yeah, we know. We knew there was something.
No, here's the deal.
Get your family and do it.
No, she would never ask me during Astros playoff game
to
drive a nephew. Ever. Get a hold of your house.
You have to understand.
Get a hold of your house.
You have to understand. You have to know that this is... Like, he was an Astros insider
yeah.
at 790. Now he's a homecoming insider. This is
no good.
Is
he going to report from homecoming?
Okay.
This is no good. You can't do this during the Astros playoffs. Now, let's be real. He can watch on his phone, but that's not the point. The point is you should be able to – and what if he's got a superstition like, well, I have noticed they've won. Like this guy – how about these superstitions?
Is he going to be – is he in there in the dance going, hey, you two are too close over there.
Maybe.
Break it up.
Maybe.
Is that what he's doing? Because that's embarrassing.
Craig says he's got this superstition, tried and true. If I watch the game, they lose. If I don't, they win. I've heard that many times. I think Uncle Freddie had that going. How about this one? This is a really interesting one. This guy has, let's see, this guy goes to the Rosenberg. He has a friend who has to go to the Rosenberg Academy.
What?
He said, Astro superstition, my coworker has to go to the Rosenberg Academy and try on an Altuve jersey before every game to ensure a win.
Then do it.
What? Then do it.
That's the dumbest thing.
No, it's not. It's not dumb. Do it.
That's ridiculous. All right, let's get, we got Roger Clemens top of the hour, which is only a few minutes away. So let's get Frank and Laporte in here, talk a little Astros before we hit Roger Clemens.
Frank, Frank is gone.
Oh, Frank's gone? Bye, yeah. Frank. I mean, we haven't even touched. Listen, how nice was it to see Altuve being Altuve again last night? I mean, that Altuve. Okay, I'm going to put this out there. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it once, and I'm not going to say it again. Dubon at short, McCormick in center. Should we? Who says no?
Me. You got to stop this. This is like when you try to get George kicked out of, when he won the MVP, kicked out of the leadoff spot.
Mm.
You got to stop. You got to stop trying to take over.
Listen,
for
okay, you
for
don't
Jeff
want Dubon
Deneau
in the lineup?
I don't want Dubon at shortstop. No, Dubon plays ahead of Chaz. What? People don't want Chaz, John. You're the only one who wants Chaz anymore.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, it is.
No, I'm not the only one. Listen, you give up some defense, but you get some offense.
Maybe that guy, Luke, at Luke.
Now, he did
whatever.
Go the other way and get a base hit. He can't lift the ball anymore.
Who?
Pena.
I don't care. He's getting hits.
Oh, no, he's not. He's not getting that many hits. He's just not.
He plays great defense. What are you?
Yeah, no,
why
no,
are
he plays great defense. He plays.
Shortstop?
I agree. He plays great defense.
No one wants Dubon at shortstop. They want him in center field.
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm just saying.
This is one of your worst takes.
No, it's not my worst take.
Have you heard him? It's nowhere near his worst takes, but it's not great.
That's not the truth. Okay. Listen, he's scuffling, bruh. He is scuffling in the postseason.
So
he's
Chaz.
Got a 528 OPS. This is what you want.
So?
Okay.
Who cares?
Okay. No.
Who cares? This guy you want to take out the ALCS and AL and World
He's not
Series
that guy.
MVP.
He's not that guy.
We said that about Javier. Let's give him some
He's
time.
He's not that guy right now.
Let's give
you
him
know
some
who's,
time.
Who's,
he's been red hot.
You know who's red hot
season.
Is Dubon. Dubon's red
you
hot.
You know who's not? Chaz.
Okay, let's look at Chaz.
Chaz is just
see
hacking.
If it's 528. Would you gain any offense with Chaz?
Let's see how he's done against the Rangers so far.
Okay, let's see what Chaz is doing. Okay, versus Pena.
Pudding.
528
OPS.
How's he
even get pudding on the road?
You can find pudding anywhere, right?
Yeah, he's not going to find this is it banana pudding.
I'm just saying.
Unless
that's
Dusty
all I'm saying.
It,
it's a little. Tub. It's something we should think about.
No,
that's all I'm saying.
No, we should not think about this.
528 OPS right now. That you're satisfied with that. Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's
I will say, Chaz has got hits in five straight games.
Okay. Okay.
Is this true? Do I really have Chaz McCormick?
Yeah, Chaz McCormick is better than you think. Okay? And that is, and I'm off the... Listen, I'm off the
well,
you got to play Yiner.
Hold on.
You don't have to play Yiner.
Chaz has got a 632 OPS.
Which
he's
is
not,
crushing 528.
He's got all
which
singles.
Which is crushing 528.
He's got all singles. But in the postseason, he's 1-for-4, 1-for-4, 2-for-3, 1-for-4, 1-for-4. He is getting hits.
Yeah, he doesn't.
At times.
He's got singles. He's got a bunch of singles.
Five times, five strikeouts. So not as bad. But no, Jeremy Pena. Dusty's not doing it. America's not doing it. The city of Houston's not doing it.
Right.
You're the only one on the Dubon to shortstop. Get that bum.
I didn't say that.
Pena out. That's
said
how,
none
what
of
you're
that.
Intimating.
I said 528 is a little bothersome. And Chaz is a better hitter. He's a better hitter right now. Pena can't lift the ball off the ground anymore.
Oh, says the guy who's caping for the singles hitter?
Yeah. Well, listen. Maybe he's got a problem. Maybe he's got some kind of injury. Maybe he needs QC Kinetics. But I know Roger Clemens doesn't. He's going to join us next, so don't you go anywhere. It's the best segment in the city. Don't you go anywhere. Roger Clemens next, brought to you by Daspit. Right now, though, QC.
Right now, let's talk about the way that you get better. It's been a lot of athletes have been using this process for years. That's why you've heard Bobby Carpenter. You've heard Emmett Smith talking about this. There's been many, many more. They have different athletes that speak for them in different cities, and it's because athletes have used this process, regenerative, restorative medicine. It's a better way than temporary shots or having to have surgery and downtime. That's a big, you know, most doctors, if you've ever had issues, most doctors avoid surgery, and they go to rehab and they go to other ways of doing things because they don't want to have to do surgeries. Well, when you have regenerative medicine, it restores and can regenerate tissue, restores damaged tissue, regenerates missing tissue, and that's how the chronic pain starts up and the inflammation starts up. That's also how you begin to make it better, is by regenerating that damaged tissue. And I don't care if it's the back, the shoulder, the knee. You're not living your best life when you are in pain all the time, and it's limiting what you can do outdoors and limiting what you can do that you may have done 5-10 years ago. Make sure the QC Kinetics is one of the phone calls you make. Go to the website and set up your free consultation at QCKinetics.com. 4 locations in Houston. They can get you right. QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.